my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Welcome to the Pageant Masterclass. I'm Ashley Williams-Allen. Let's get started. Well, pageant season is upon us. We are getting down to the wire, so let's do some last-minute pageant prep. Now, in some areas like talent or fitness, if you haven't been diligently working and you're less than a month out from the pageant, it's already a little too late. But in other areas, we can definitely cram during the days leading up to the pageant. Now is the time to tighten up. And as Jim Rohn says, we must all suffer one of two things, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. So let's push into the pain of discipline now so you won't feel the pain of regret after the pageant. Okay, so what are we going to get disciplined on? Well, first and foremost, you know I'm going to talk about interview. This is an area you should be constantly working on, especially in these days leading up to the pageant. It's time for you to get well informed on news stories and hot topics. So, how are we going to push into the pain of discipline? Well, I want you to spend at least 30 minutes a day listening to a news podcast or watching the news. And I want you to alternate sources. I want you to choose a news source that supports your worldview and beliefs about politics and culture. And I want you to choose a news source that challenges your worldview and beliefs. Listen to what is going on in the world from both perspectives and form an opinion about these things. And then I want you to talk about them with the people around you. Now, it's worth noting that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. It's actually scientifically proven that your relationships will determine your future. So right now, in crunch time, and truly all the time, choose to surround yourself with people who are winners, people who are successful, well-spoken, who care about the community, who are compassionate and kind, people who exemplify Miss America or Miss USA. If the people around you diminish your goals or are more focused on boyfriend drama or the next keg party, these are not the people you should be prepping with. Find someone that makes you a better person and talk to them about current events. Someone who challenges the way you think. This is how you are going to get better. Like they say, you can't soar with the eagles if you're hanging out with the turkeys. So find some eagles to engage with immediately. This is a life skill that will carry you so far, but it's definitely crucial to making sure that you are in the right mindset leading up to the pageant. Now, you're probably working on your opening statement for interview, and I really want to caution you. Do not use ChatGPT to compose this. ChatGPT is AI, artificial intelligence. It is not human, and God bless ChatGPT. It's a great research tool, but it cannot speak for you. Your opening and closing statement are truly the only time you're in control in that interview room. Do not waste that opportunity with a canned speech written with AI. Use it to make sure the judges know something about you that is very memorable. Who you truly are. And remember, if you are speaking about a community service initiative or a platform, connect your why with your what. Meaning, why are you so passionate about your CSI? The judges need to feel your passion. And your passion can come from a universal pain point, like, oh, God, it broke my heart when I saw a homeless man digging in the trash for his breakfast. And that day, I knew I would do anything I needed to do to make sure he could get a hot meal every day. Or you can connect with the judges on a universal joy point. For example, I can remember the sense of freedom and excitement I felt when I finally learned to ride a bike. And even as a kid, I knew in that moment, I would find a way to make sure every little kid in South Carolina had the opportunity to ride a bike. Whatever it is, connect your why with an emotion that the judges have felt before, and then rally them to get as excited as you are about the impact that you're going to make as the title holder. please, 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 please make this personal. Do not waste your time or theirs on a canned, memorized speech. Make it heartfelt and make it honest. Draw them into your excitement and passion for making change. Push into the pain of discipline here. Write your opener and closer today, and then go practice it on the Eagles in your life or your true squad. Remember, this cannot be your best friend, your boyfriend, or your mama. You need impartial, constructive criticism. So find five people you really respect and are maybe a little scared of, and practice your opener and closer on them. Take their notes and refine it until your opener and closer fit like Cinderella's glass slipper. Okay, finally, the most crucial element you can master between now and the pageant is your mindset. This is probably the most valuable work you can do. Your mindset is what will determine whether you win or lose, not just in pageantry, but in life. Our beliefs can truly change our lives, and our words have the power of life and death. So it is vital that we get a hold of what we think and say. So first, I want you to watch your words. Do not let yourself speak negatively about you. For the next few weeks leading up to the pageant, I want you to refuse to say one negative thing about yourself. That means, no, I wish my thighs were smaller, or I'm the worst at onstage question, or so-and-so is obviously going to win. Mm-mm. As I tell my kids, what you say, you see. And if you spend the next few weeks saying someone else is going to win, then they will. If you spend the next few weeks saying that you're the worst at onstage question, then you will be. So stop saying that stuff. You've got to get yourself into the mindset of a queen. The queen. Act as if you are. Set yourself up for success. And the best way to do that is to act as if you are Miss America. Own it. Be it. Not just during pageant week, but every week. See yourself as the queen. From your social media posts to your diligent at your schoolwork or at work, to the way you interact with your community, to your fitness routine, the people around you should have no doubt that you are destined for the crown. And more importantly, most importantly, you should have no doubt that you are destined for that crown. This kind of confidence that you are the queen will make you kinder and more welcoming to other contestants. And it will make you more relaxed in interview and on stage, because you will have nothing to prove, because that crown is already yours. Something that can also be really detrimental to our winning mentality are limiting beliefs. These are ideas that we've picked up along the way, stories that we tell ourselves that hold us back from pursuing what we truly want or being what we truly want. These limiting beliefs are powerful and can impact us in really terrible ways. For example, if you have a limiting belief that says, if I'm not perfect, I won't win, this can send you into a downward spiral if you flub an interview or trip on stage. So what do we do with these types of thoughts? Well, first, you've got to challenge that thought and speak truth to it. The truth is, no one is perfect. In fact, it's our imperfections that make us human. Take Jennifer Lawrence, for example. I put a clip in the description of her falling when she won her Academy Award in 2013. Can you imagine how horrible that must have been? In a room full of the most famous people in the world, to trip and fall up the stairs as she's going to get her Academy Award. But she handled it so beautifully. She acknowledged it, which then humanized her, and then she became America's sweetheart. So right there is proof that you don't have to be perfect to win or be successful. So take that truth and then reframe it so we turn our limiting belief into an empowering belief. The truth is, my imperfections make me human. And that's a place where I can connect with the judges, who are also human. So if I do mess up, it's an opportunity to connect with other humans who have also felt nervous, embarrassed, or scared. Take some time today to dig into a limiting belief you might have about the pageant. It could be, I'm too old to win. Too young to win. I'm just lucky to be here. The judges already know who they're going to pick. I'm not as beautiful as the other girls. I'm not as thin as the other girls. I'm not as talented as the other girls. There are so many more I could think of, but take the time today to identify any belief that is limiting you. Challenge that thought, find the truth, and reframe it. Do not let a false belief steal your crown. Okay, those are the main things I wanted to touch on when it comes to cramming, but there is one more thing that I want to say. Listen, I know that before a pageant, there are a lot of really wild practices when it comes to diet, but no crown is worth compromising your health. Remember, Miss America is physically fit. She's not a crash dieter. She's not trying to lose 10 pounds in 10 days. So please take care of your body and take care of your mind. Let's push into the discipline because it's the bridge between goals and accomplishments. And I want you to know I'm rooting for you. I want to take a minute to just speak some truth over you. I want you to know, I want you to really take this in. You are amazing. There is literally no one like you. You have something wonderful and unique to offer the world that no one else has. How amazing is that? The hand of God knit you together in your mother's womb with purpose. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are beautiful, capable, and so smart. I believe in you. God in heaven believes in you and all your awesome abilities. And now it's time for you to believe in you. Okay. That's it for today. If you want to do a little last minute cramming, I'm totally available for some sessions. Just go to pageantmasterclass.com or you can fill out the form linked in the description below. But I want you to remember, you are the queen.